This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the Seth on my panga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, the Seth, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Yes. This are CliffCentral.com, guys. Once again, you guys are tuned into the Urban Culture Drive. Your girl Candace, your boy Jope, and the awesome Craig 060. It has been a while, guys. Gotta keep 14 days.
Give that menstrual cycle.
I guess we just needed to purge each other out. You know,
yes, that menstrual cycle. It's a break. You know when you want that big phase.
Absolutely.
You know? You don't get any form of interaction. Absolutely.
But look, it's good to be back. You guys good?
Let's
Wait, Craig 060, just give us a 14-day update on what's been happening with you.
Okay, so I've been doing everything from partying to like 4 a.m. and then going to work at 6 a.m.
You know what they say? They say apparently after 28 years old,
yeah,
it takes about 3 business days for your body to recover from group.
That's absolutely fucking bullshit.
Remember, you're fit. You're fit.
Absolutely. I was about to say.
So because you're like above average?
Absolutely. You know, that's why people should get fit, because, you know, when you drink alcohol, it actually comes out of your system quite quickly. You know what I mean?
But it also gets into the system quite
very quickly.
Quickly.
So you drink less, but then you party longer, which is absolutely amazing.
Fabulous.
It's
fabulous.
You party longer. Okay.
I party longer. So from that show that we, I mean, from that Erykah Badu situation.
Yes.
Yeah. To me, just finally discovering Rockets and finally discovering how amazing it actually is.
Yeah.
Rockets.
Yeah. I actually had never been, but the last 3 weekends I've been.
It's a
Rockets.
Movie, guys.
It's a fucking
Rockets
movie.
It's a vibe, bro.
Rockets and Bryanston, thank you so much for keeping Craig O sexy. Very, very sexy.
And apparently it's now the gay capital.
But every bougie place tends to have a gay element.
You know, the gays are always taking over.
We like things, you know what I mean? And I think the reason why gay people are rich is because we don't date women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we dated a chick, I'd be out here looking like Joe.
Okay. What does that mean? Wait.
No.
What does that mean? Explain. What does that mean?
We don't play like
Shots
that.
Shots fired.
We don't play like that.
Other than that, I missed y'all, guys. I went to AFI, hashtag AFI, African Fashion International, whatever.
Why are we never invited?
Wait a second, Craig. How are we never invited?
No, this friendship is one-sided.
Okay. We're never invited to all of these dope events. You're always going, and you always go with your cousin, Dombi, or some other person from the United States.
What about us?
Or some other rich gay.
Oh my gosh.
What about, please, Craig?
Guys, I'm a plus one in this event.
I'm not having this.
It's social media. People want to have you for social currency.
Okay, so they're not inviting us because we have 40 followers on Instagram.
Like, come on.
Whose fault is that? Y'all not naked enough.
We need to take our clothes off for this, Joby. Job doesn't wear underwear, so you're halfway there, Job.
Absolutely. And Job's ass is like growing sexy. You're looking
hot. I don't know if this video thing is it on there?
It's not on.
It's not on.
So tell me, how have you been?
Yo, I've been great, man. And funny enough, I was going to talk about that on the show today. So I've been good.
Are you zened in? I see you posting a lot of zenning in stuff.
Like,
you know,
he's
very
inspirational. In touch with
I'm just on another. No, I'm just at peace.
I think I get zened out when I drink a mimosa before the show.
Oh, absolutely. Like you are right now. Pretty much zened out. His chakras are aligned, guys. He is so ready.
I still need to get into those chakras.
You're there, Doug.
But
I'm not
using gems, you know, stones and crystals.
No, it's not even that deep. It's not that deep.
I think it's about energy.
It's literally energy.
Mm. I'm about that.
It's energy. 100%. That's it.
Yeah.
So to answer you, in short, I've been good.
Uh-huh. I see you getting all pinked up and everything.
It's praying, man. And it was raining on the way here.
Beautiful.
I feel like rain is very discriminatory. Like, it only rains in the bougie places. Like, I didn't get any rain. Like, what is going on? Like, I needed a bit of rain.
It started raining off the Rivonia of the highway.
Exactly my point, Rivonia. It doesn't fucking rain. Fucking midwinter. I don't understand. This is fucking discrimination.
It doesn't rain in the Bronx.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
How you been, game babe?
I've been 100. I've been good, guys. I've been winning. Many opportunities coming up for you, girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for what, especially 2019, the first quarter of it.
2019
will hold for me. So
absolutely.
On that note, like I was thinking, the year goes by so quick.
It goes by very quickly.
Next guys, month, our one-year anniversary is coming up. Next month. Mm. It's going to be a party in studio. And look, I think we should take it to the streets.
Absolutely.
This is a celebration, guys.
So I'm offering Grandberg 6 a whole half a dozen. So, sorry.
Okay.
With strawberries.
You deserve this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, we've come a long way. So, you know. Dude.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to that.
And this year, like, reflecting back on it.
Mm.
Let's maybe take a road trip down memory lane.
Mm. Okay.
From last year November to now, it's been a year, guys. It's been a year.
You and Lesser are still not out of the closet. Yes, we know.
Shots fired.
Hopefully in 2019, Craig.
You know what I mean.
Hopefully in 2019.
Yo, I'm far from that.
Yeah, we know, guys. Job and Lesoga are not queer. I just have a crush on them.
We just play around a lot.
Speaking about queer things, before we go down memory lane. So, we were having a discussion about being gay, right?
Okay.
And then somebody brought up an interesting perspective.
Okay.
Because we're watching a documentary about the prison guys and them cheering other guys and whatnot. And one of the prison guys was saying,
meat is meat and a man must eat.
Yeah, I'm not gay. The fact that I'm sleeping with a girl does not mean I'm gay. Mm. And the guy brought up the Roman times. Back in the Roman days, as a symbol of power, like a guy who was in power, used to tap other guys.
Yeah.
Not anybody had the privilege, or I don't like to call it privilege.
Yeah.
So it was a symbol of power.
Absolutely.
And he explained that being gay, it's when you are romantically involved.
Okay. I think emotional attachment to the whole thing. It's not just a physical act. It's an element of, I want to see this individual again. I want to make it very normal. You know, a very, we are together type of thing.
Yeah.
So I absolutely understand. I mean, it's all about dominance.
I think for the most part, I might, you know, differ with my opinion. I think it's all semantics. It's just not wanting to admit that this is the situation, that... I don't know. I think it's still like the taboo gay. Like, let's not say we're gay, but like, I'm sleeping with a man. But like, it's not like that, like that.
So
I think that's still the rationale there.
That's what I thought. But when the guy broke it down, it's like...
But I guess there's a point there.
When you're in power and you sleep with another... Or you fuck another guy. You don't sleep with... You fuck another guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like you have dominance over it.
True.
Psychologically, wherever they are, you've taken a bit of their dignity.
Yes.
You get what I'm
saying?
And you empower over them.
I think we watched the same interview. It was a prisoner from Polsmore and
Kepa.
And he's like, no, he's the ndoda.
Yes, I'm
you
the
know,
man.
He's the man.
Because even in
you are his bitch.
Not everybody gets a man, a vafi, as they call
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that,
And also these men, these ndodas, offer some form of protection in prison, because it's so crazy and violent and messy that if you at least have this man protecting you, you're good.
Even though your dignity is...
I think it's survival.
It's a survival skill.
For me, it was interesting just to learn that dynamic. Mm.
I think just maybe to spread it out, I think men fuck each other out anyway, irrespective of whether it's sexual or corporate, and men will always try to fuck you over.
Not in a literal sense,
not in a literal sense. You know what I mean? When you look at corporate, when you look at business, guys are out here. Like, I've been hanging out with straight guys for the past 3 weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you bored?
No, I was never, never bored. Never. I always make a spectacle of where I am. But what I noticed was that these niggas are always in competition, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm chilling out here, right? Mm-hmm. With these niggas, right? We have a good time. We'll be drinking, like, maybe, like, your Heineken, something chill. My cousin, Dumpy Rockstar, it's all of a Sunday. People are out here. It's all bottles.
It's a competition now.
Like, guys, we just that milk and honey. There's no need to flex. Mm. It's a fucking Sunday. No. These niggas are out here at 2 a.m. still trying to... And I'm like, guys, no.
Yeah.
Niggas will always try to finesse.
Yeah.
Irrespective of whether they're fucking prison or they're in fucking...
It's that male ego.
And the interesting thing is that that's actually quite one of the things that we find attractive about men. You know what I mean? Even women, when you see a man who's like in power, who's able to do things, make things happen very quickly, you find that quite attractive.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Okay. You'd rather go for a strong, dominant man as opposed to a timid, mild-mannered man.
Absolutely.
And that's why women, for the most part, like bad boys.
Yeah.
Because you want that rough, you know, you want that strongness. Mm. And then you have Thabo from Thembisa, who's beautiful and sweet and opens the door for you. Thembisa, but you also don't want that because...
No, that shit don't fly. Go make money. Go make money, you'll be fine.
You see? So that's
age-old debate between love and money is never going to end.
It's never going to end.
And it's been there since the Bible. From day one.
It's never going to end.
Because, like...
Until love can pay my rent.
But because it becomes so, I was having a conversation now yesterday with this guy.
Yeah.
Had a friend of a friend broke up with his girlfriend. They've been saving towards vacation things, mm-hmm. putting on my 10-20k per month. Now Saturday they broke up and guy gave go and they bought all ship tickets apparently for 7.5 per head. Everything was paid for. Yeah. So the guy like deuces, take your money back. Go to that old ships, whatnot. Sure. And he was like, you know, when you date me, I want to control you. Allow me to control you, and then you'll have everything you want.
You know what? I actually don't really mind that. I wouldn't mind.
You get what I'm saying? So, catch 22. Yeah. The co-op is being there, the rent is being paid,
but I'm dominating. Yes.
I don't think I mind.
You get what I'm
saying?
That's
the thing. That's the thing. And many of the times, that is the issue.
Yeah.
That is the power struggle. And it's this thing of when I own you.
Yeah.
My rules.
He plays by my rules. Bluntly, he's like, I'm gonna own you. I'm gonna control you. Allow me to do that, and I'll give you everything.
See, that's where you miss the point completely, and that's where people aren't willing to compromise. Because a woman still wants to live her best life, whilst you still, you know. That's why women prefer to marry to date married men. So
true.
No one is stressing you. No one is stressing you. Get a call. Fly out to Durban.
So talking about love now.
Oh no, it's never been about love. It's never been about love. It's about paying your rent.
When does love come into the picture?
Love never enters.
That's why this world's fucked.
No, honestly,
that's why this world's fucked.
Here's what it is, bro.
When you're in survival mode, think about it. When you're in survival mode, you will do anything and everything to survive, regardless of at whose cost.
But don't you think that's kind of like overrated, you know what I'm saying? Whole aspect of love and whatnot? Guys, right now, it's a survival
thing. Dog, we're in a technical recession, Bona. The last thing we need right now is bo loving. We don't want bo loving.
You had to bring cereal juice. You heard it? I said it properly.
Cereal.
Guys.
I'm already in December mode.
Yes.
I'm already taking time in December mode.
Bona, they say in October it's already. Like, after October, but that's a weekend.
So right now, I kind of need to secure my blesses for December. Like,
and how are you doing on that front?
I think I'm doing okay. So far, I've secured two.
I'm on zero, but they are, you know, pending. And you know when the status is pending.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm just waiting to approve.
But they've been pending for a long time, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been 9 months, so what is it? 10 months? Pending
but
status.
But no one is dropping the right rag.
So you're not doing the right thing.
Exactly. This is the time to kind of secure, steal people's boyfriends and husbands for a while. We'll return them. I promise you, I will return your man in January 3rd.
Makuku is coming this weekend. It's going to be a mess.
No, but I'm not doing that, guys. No.
Apparently, there's a street in Makuku that's like long street in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
They're closing the whole street down.
It's going to be lit.
And Pope Borders is going to be there.
Your fathers are going to be smoking Hubble Bubble.
Your fathers are going to be childish.
Your fathers are already practicing how to make those circles.
So that means that if we were in if we had a smart idea, it would actually be one of those people that Uber condoms. You know, this would be a very lucrative business at this time.
Actually, you shouldn't have mentioned that someone's going to steal this dope-ass idea.
Yeah, but it's true. Because I remember when Devon July was, people were running out of condoms. No, I'm serious.
But do people still use condoms?
Good question.
No, but people still...
Good question. You make a fair point.
Actually.
Because I know that.
Such wretchedness.
Yeah.
Orgies on orgies, swinging.
I know for a fact that I will always forever use condoms. Even if I'm fucking married, I will fucking use a condom.
Yeah.
I can't.
But I'm saying for that target market of Uber and condoms, is there really a target? Because a person forgets a condom while it's right here in the pocket.
Yeah. Bona can be open and then you can both decide, you know what, it's fine.
You can be, on your lips.
Guys,
while I rip it up.
If this thing is carefully orchestrated, it actually would work. We could make, we'd even sell Max for free. but we charge.
There will be a market because they don't have it. It's convenience that you're selling right now.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
We give them an extra, we charge them an extra for cheap lube. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In case.
You can go back wild with
because
this
idea. Because, there are still some niggas who are, out here trying to be, we don't want the first hole, we want the second one. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. Like to experiment. Especially when they're out here. And I mean, slay queens are out here rimming. So, you know, I'm seeing this, guys. I'm seeing.
If you know somebody's go to Makuve, buy a box of condoms and start the business. Let's see what's happening.
But you guys know what has been stressing me out a lot lately is the amount of
other than money
and bending.
You are correct. You are correct. What has been stressing me out lately is the amount of orgies that's happening, guys. Guys, I didn't think this was a real thing, hey? But it's orgies are a real thing. Yes. I feel like it's an underground, like,
world. I'm still shocked at the fact that ladies rim. Like, I can't get over that.
Dog, the rim part is easy, man. Yeah. That's a walk in the park. That's a walk in the park. But I'm just stressed. Like, the orgies, I've been seeing the pictures rotate and, like...
It's true.
And literally, there's 5 hands, 3 gents... And literally, it's a party that's happening. Beautiful. A party is happening.
And Kondis.
People are finally being themselves. It's about time.
No, it's great. It's great and all, but like...
It's risque.
But I guess, guys, please use a condom.
Would you do an orgy?
Would I do an orgy? Have I done an orgy?
That's like a threesome.
Let's get down to the... No, I haven't done any of those. Would I be open to them?
How much
you got?
Swinging?
As in what sense?
Like when two couples get together and you swap partners.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably try that. Probably. Like I said, there's very few things I say no to.
Okay. So it's just basically trisexual. So try anything sexual.
Exactly. Trisexual.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Whatever goes.
Would you do an orgy? Have you done an orgy?
No, I haven't done orgies, but I have had a threesome before.
And? Yeah,
and that was...
was it male?
No, it was just male. Yeah, you know,
it's a mini orgy.
Yeah, it would be... Well, you know...
What I always wonder about when it comes to an orgy?
Yeah.
I get it. You tap out, right? Yeah. So what does the one do while the two are getting down?
Sucking your nipple there while someone finger in there.
I think the beautiful thing is the fact that especially when you are like high, it's such a beautiful thing because everything's so sensitive and everyone is relaxed.
Pulsating.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, people should try that at least once.
Yeah.
Especially before they get
married.
An orgy? No, a threesome. I think, you know what I mean? Irrespective of whether it's like two males or...
Yeah, whatever. Whatever works for you
because that just takes you out of your comfort zone. And a lot of South Africans tend to be very reserved about this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now you're seeing them out here in the street, seeing them on Cam Street because they're trying to express themselves. Hence, you're finding all these orgies happening, but hence, you're finding all these people out here in the street going to hookers so they can express themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And be sexually liberated.
Liberation.
And a quick point, actually, to that. I've once hooked up with a couple of wealthy niggas. Like, I'm talking real well.
Proper.
You know what is funny about these niggas? They're out here being straight, being dominating everybody in the office, but the moment they get into the bedroom, they want you to dominate them because they say, and I asked this guy, I said, but why? He's like, you know what, actually I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I need someone to
take the lead.
And I was like, wow, this is such
it's crazy, hey? The psychology behind it.
The psychology behind a human
is
vast. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can't even box it, hey? We're just beautiful. Crazy, aren't we?
Speaking about that psychology of human beings, did you guys hear Casper's new song?
Okay, who is Casper?
Is that Get Zawan?
No, Asimo Stagemo.
Asimo Stagemo. I saw a trend for a while.
Please
play it, I want to hear it.
On that note.
Give me a kiss.
Currently tuned in Urban Culture Drive with your boy Mr. Mapanga, your sexy girl Candace, and the one and only Kregel 6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive. Boiler Candace, Urban Culture Drive.
Asimo State, Simo. Yeah, Asimo State, Simo.
Asimo State.
No, spring is here, guys. Summer vibes are here. It's crazy.
Spring has sprung.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
The only thing I need is just a mimosa right now, guys. Where is my fucking?
Yay.
Like Craig used to be the liquor store. Yes, he used to be the supplier, and then I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Mid-2018, you just stopped.
I'm going to start stalking up. You know how
I mean? You've fallen, Craig. Mm-hmm. Craig has fallen.
You've disappointed us, Craig. Was
fine, guys.
Guys, that's all. Masumo State.
Masumo State. It's not
guys,
the state.
It's the flavor. Like, taking... Ah, come on. It's too much.
But don't you think it's a little... never mind.
Yeah. No. Speak your mind.
Don't you think he gets more like he gets or finds a lot of inspiration from the States and the Western world?
Actually.
Yeah, true. But
so Din Sang Mo.
No, but what I, one thing I would always say about Casper.
Yeah.
When it comes down to putting the hood element into songs.
Yeah.
Kills it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, he is another king, Jin. So
I'm kind of over the whole half six pack situation. I mean, like, I know what a six pack looks
half
like.
Six pack situation.
I feel like this guy is finessing over something that, you know, it's, you know, when you just lost weight and you can see the like definition. Because I know, you know, you have to work on it. You have to take the right picture, the right element, the right shadow, and you have to put like some kind of
so
oil to make
Photoshop.
It. I wouldn't say Photoshop, but I know but that it's not, it's guys. It's not a Tumiseko. He needs to calm the fuck down.
No, but for him, it's guys.
Calm down.
Your
calm
achievement. Down. It's an achievement.
It is,
for
bro.
Him.
But you know that he's gonna gain back the weight. We know this.
That's
what every time.
So that's why he's cherishing it now.
Oh shit!
Because
we know,
not come back. You know,
Shay Man, he literally posts like every week.
Every,
like
yeah.
There's a new shot.
There's
like
a new shot.
Oh,
that
guys, I'm
like,
doing the most.
Shame. I, you know, I think that you know, Casper, he can do it. Is that he likes probably likes alcohol?
But he's brilliant, so. Guys.
And D-Jo, he likes D-Jo. Let's cut down to the.
Have you seen his promos towards Philip?
Yeah,
with what Capo and the likes, the small nyana video inserts that he does.
Oh yeah, right? They were trying to do the coupe. Guys, let's discuss the coupe challenge.
Yes,
coupe.
I've been a
coupe.
Oh, coupe. That one. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know who asked me to do that?
Who?
Lehase. Lehase, the guy from he acted on Rockville.
Oh,
Snack. Yeah, he asked like
Queen now.
He's on the Queen, right? Yeah. I think. Yeah, and he was like, "Yeah, dude, I see your Insta is popping. Let's do this coupe challenge." I'm like, "Yo."
Do it.
But also I think right now it's lost its momentum. You need something else. You know what
okay
I mean? Yeah,
you but
know.
You can always revive it with an edge.
That's true.
Imagine both of your topless.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
then
he was
and
like,
then you call him Maps. Maybe at the back.
You know, he asked for Fez.
Craig,
yeah, he asked
you
for
see
Fez. But the thing is, I saw Fez at Milk and Honey this Sunday, and I went, I'm like, oh, because he used to play on my Insta, like, hey, bro, you're motivating. So I'm like, okay, cool, let me do this. Hi, I'm like, hi, how are you doing? This nigga giving a cold ass look. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, you know how they are,
you
bro.
Know how they,
you know how they
like,
are.
You're actually on my Insta. It's not like I'm being funny. You
they
know?
Like that.
So I was like, you know what, it's chill though. I mean, like,
tell
I
him to keep the same energy next time he's stalking your profile.
Absolutely.
Same energy.
Absolutely.
But they always do that.
But,
they always do that.
But I like Lehase. Lehase is very chill.
I'm thinking, Craig O's sexy, that Lehase guy, Tumiseko.
Yes.
And
yeah, but Tumiseko, you know, he got kicked out as,
I know,
a, nominee, as
I know.
A nominee for the, what do you call this thing, Feather Awards, because he's homophobic.
Let's touch on that.
Maybe that's
let's
the reason
touch on
he
that.
Gave us a cold shoulder when we greeted him.
But I
Let's touch on that. These are old tweets, ne?
Yeah.
You guys say, Shap, we need to learn and unlearn.
Yeah.
So
at what point are we going to give him that grace to be
that
like, okay, Shap, you've probably unlearned a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because
so
many of us had to learn and unlearn stuff. We
yeah.
also
it's a process.
Yeah.
It's life.
But
we make mistakes and.
But I don't. I think my interaction with him was pretty chilled. I mean, he was okay with me calling him bae. He was okay with me taking pictures of him. He's okay with taking pictures of people like Lasizwe.
Yeah.
You know, the has-beens, stuff like that.
Yo.
You know what I mean? Or the soon-to-be has-beens.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just
want to
slide smoothly over that one. It's all good.
I'm serious. Like, you know, I understand the. I mean, I feel like there are some celebrities. I once posed a question on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm like, name a celebrity that you hate for absolutely no fucking reason. And he was definitely on the top of my list. You know what I mean? Not that I'm.
But then listen here. What's the whole saying about haters make me greater? So the
absolutely.
More haters you have, the better you're doing,
better,
apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we equate that to that?
I just think that, you know, there's some.
But this
that
thing
like.
Is not sitting well with me.
Why?
That's
just
the thing.
A couple of months ago, it was video
we were living
calls
our best lives
in studio.
Guys,
it was.
I needed
awards.
A trip to Sun City. That's all.
Oh my God! You didn't know.
Celebrities that are like very annoying. You know what I mean? I'm very chilled with people that are like, okay,
dude,
but you
put
you know,
this boy on blast. Okay.
I'm not putting anybody on blast. I'm just thinking that, you know, there are certain things. We need to give talent. I mean, I would rather have what's Candace on
so
touch or whatever.
No talent. Sure.
What talent? Guys, no, there's no talent here.
Okay.
It's just Guys, the funny chef is she's funny. She's proper funny. Like, we know people that are like real. I feel like we're working with an individual that is just like mising up, and you can see that the career is like borderline thinning out, and very sometime it will thin off unless if he expands and does something more creative. But the vids, it's getting like, you know, every time I see them, I'm like, oh, skip. You know,
that my goodness.
What about Dimpy Dimpopo, guys? Have you guys seen Dimpy Dimpopo? Oh, Ngozi, yet another Friday, yet another weekend.
Oh, that yeah, albino guy.
Yes, that guy.
Yo, I'm not. Yeah, I've seen
that guy. So, he was a hit for like a solid week. And look, he had, you know, when you hit social media like that and you go viral, you really need to leverage capitalize it and capitalize on the fact that you're something. And so another video dropped, but it was an older video. And then he did something for homecoming. And then he tried to expand. See, that's where you need some creative direction. You need a team to direct you. Then he dropped a video. It's supposed to be a spoof video, but no one's receiving it well. So likely, or the experts say that, like, in the next week, he will be a past, you know, phenomenon. So, that's the thing. Sometimes you can get so lucky and go viral because he went mad viral. I don't even think he was ready. He didn't even know his video would pop like that. Yeah. But he just needed some direction, guys.
But what even makes a video pop? Like, there's no recipe.
There's no recipe. That's what I've learned.
But I realized. But I've realized, just like fashion, the simpler, the better.
Yes. Sometimes don't do too much.
Yeah.
I want to reference Nandi, who came here, who was a social media expert, and he said, like, you know, there's no specific recipe to have your Instagram pop or all of these things. And also, when I think about Vine used to be an app, but then they discontinued it, or like they completely like just boom. With Vine, it was the simple videos that looped that went viral. It's the simplest stuff of someone. You know, it's people are, that's when you need to be super creative. Yeah. It's use your space that you're in. Be simple, because people would do like dialogues. So I'd be the mom, but I'd also be the son.
Yeah.
But then I just put a hat on, and then you flip it back and forth. And that's the beauty of the internet, is finding that creative space and yo, guys.
Yeah.
It's almost,
speaking about that, like, I watched this series on Netflix. That was the first episode. It's called Black Mirror.
Yeah.
So this is quite an interesting show, because what it does is it's got different episodes. It's got maybe about 10 episodes per season.
All right.
And then each episode is different. So like sort of like American Horror Story.
It's not a full on. Yeah.
Okay.
And the first episode was about social media, how we're going to be like in the future. It was actually shot in South Africa, but it was brilliant.
Black Mirror.
So what happens is that you have something installed in your eye. Mm-hmm. When you look at somebody, you have your phone, you look at them, and you can rate them out of 5. So whatever interaction you have with them, let's say, for example, we have the show today, and I'm like, okay, I'll give Joe a 4. So you have a social economic appearance cloud, you know. So you try to make that score as high as possible, you know what I mean? Because you the way you interact with people. So you can have your face filtered all the time. You have to be perfect.
What?
It's like, so it's putting Instagram on live, putting Facebook on live.
Yeah. Oh,
so whoever you look at, you can rate them.
Comes with a filter.
So the moment that your scores drop, like, you know, if your social media starts going down and whatnot, no one wants to hang around with you because you don't have social. It was such a brilliant.
Wow, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but that's dangerous, though. Let's actually talk about that.
But I think that's where we're going. You know what I mean?
So my value is going to be based on what somebody else thinks. Fuck that.
But that's exactly what's happening. Social currency is based on that.
That's what I'm saying. Let's talk about social currency. Is it a valid thing to live off? Because it's not sustainable.
I think
it's not viable.
I think it depends, eh? I think it depends. For me, for example,
you human, one day you had rockets, you really get sloshed.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a definition of a Craig is. At that moment,
which happened last week.
You get what I'm saying? But you do something clumsy, you get sloshed, right? You vomit on AK's shoes. For instance,
absolutely.
They record that. They put that out on,
and then
on
people start grading you. And then your score goes low.
And it's not who you are.
It's not who you. It's a part of, maybe it's an extension of who
you
are.
It's dangerous.
But
it's fun, but it's also dangerous.
If you're Kris Jenner, you can always spin it.
Absolutely.
So that's the whole
thing. So those people who can't spin it, the normal innocent.
That's the thing. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you can spin something in your favor. Sometimes you just can't.
It's not working.
I mean, Kim Kardashian's take that the sex tape.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, but
that also kind of helps if you've got money to back you up. If you've got money to back you up, it kind of makes life
you can make things go.
Financial backing is important.
For example, Candace, you, right? Mm. something comes up on social media that's really demeaning or whatnot, it's going to take a whole lot more for you to spend
of course, because who are you? Candace is like,
and now,
broke.
And now, according to social standards, you are worth next to nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It breaks you, like, it. It's dangerous.
Yeah, but also don't look at it from, I mean, like,
I'm looking at it from both sides.
Yeah, I think what the concept of that, for example, that episode was just to show how vain we've become.
Yeah.
And
then,
so it's so futuristic that it was like, oh my God, this is actually what we're doing. Yeah. We're moving towards that. You know what I mean? And that's quite scary. Because
scary.
You know what I mean? We're always on our phone. We're always checking who's trending, what's happening. And if someone blows up, you know, you look at their ratings. Like, let's talk always say, it's a numbers game. It's, and they mentioned this so many times in the episode. Like, it's numbers. It's numbers. So this chick, the main character, she was on 4.6. So she was, like, obviously trending. Yeah. People liked her and whatnot. And she did something very stupid, so she went down to 2.5, and she got disinvited to a wedding.
The
chick was like, the bride was like, you never told me you went to 2.5. I never have anybody below 4.
Oh, wow.
You see?
Wow.
We need to watch this.
It's scary. It's scary. All I'm saying is it's very scary, and I wouldn't want to live in that world.
Well, but you kind of are living on it, honey.
No, that's why I'm not on social media.
Like, that's
kind of
what's
happening. That's why I'm not on social media.
Yeah.
As a personal person. As a personal person.
And I also discovered that people that are, that do not want, I mean, like, that is a trend of people that are like, they're dating, they're married and whatnot, but they're dating chicks, but they don't want to be on their social whatsoever.
That's the thing,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now there is a new type of zaddy, right?
Okay.
Zaddy, you know, zaddy sexy.
Yeah.
But they want the social media attention. Cloud. So they will never put the chick, but they will put the lifestyle around. You know what I mean?
Do they put the wife there?
The wife is always there.
Okay,
wife
cool.
and kids always there.
Okay,
but,
cool. but they know
everything is for the individual.
But that's nice to make it appealing.
And also, yeah, and also you'll find that, let's say for example, this guy's perhaps dating Candace, and they go to some horse racing thing. They'll take pictures, but they'll put them separate. You know what I mean?
I see it.
So the daddies are the ones that are sexy. They work out. You know, they don't have them covered.
Yeah,
you know, they've got the beard.
Nice trim.
You know, so they're showing the lifestyle, but they're not showing the side chicks or whatever the
case. Gotcha.
You know what I mean? They've got the perfect family.
So they're marketing themselves.
Also, what happened in Fashion Week Practice Month episode? Hi to me and Tombi.
Oh, awesome!
I feel rich already.
Why didn't you take a picture?
Practice Month episode. I felt weird.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, but his wife looks stunning. Oh,
I'm sure.
Gosh.
Hey,
she's
like
flawless.
Older she is.
Stunning.
Money,
black don't crack.
I bet she looks stunning.
Money.
So yeah, that was dope. That was a dope thing to attend. Yeah.
When was this?
I attended the one on Saturday. The one that showcased Mzuki, see, who does imprints.
And it's the second Fashion Week is going to.
That's the thing. And this is what's stressing me.
Fine, I'll buy you guys.
DSTV Delicious.
DSTV Delicious, guys, was beyond my control.
Not invited. Goes to Cape Town, like,
not invited.
Fine.
And he's headed to Cape Town again, by the way.
So I got a return flight for like R1,000, guys. It's not that deep.
And you're gonna be gatecrashing at someone else again.
Naturally.
Candace.
So you're sorted on that front.
I really missed the game. So I'm hoping before we end the show today, you will.
Yeah, we can totally play the game.
Spice things.
Yeah.
Sorry,
wink totally. Totally.
So I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And then you'll do things.
Aight.
Now I'm gonna play another one.
Okay.
Local talent.
Alright.
The guy who they say I'm after his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Sing everybody. Senye Vurva. I kind of feel like, oh, Lokuza, I could take his spot in terms of the voice music.
Yes, that's
Vurva.
If I get a like good lyrical writer and then I practice.
Would you ever do that though?
I'm open to
art.
Anything, bro. I did my first MC gig.
Look at you.
Well done, baby.
And I was not even, they caught me off guard with that. So like, do it. Like, okay, I did it. After that, I was nervous as shit. After that, they're like, actually quite good at this. You should consider it. It's like, okay.
Okay, hello, well done, baby.
You know, so I'm
How
I'm
was
open.
That experience?
It was nerve-wracking. It was very nerve-wracking.
But you see, you it's something that you see yourself doing, right?
I could.
You could totally ace it.
I could.
You could totally.
Could.
The thing is, your voice is your money, dog.
Absolutely.
Dude. Voice is the rex.
So I want to keep it, like, I'm open to anything, even presenting.
Have mimosa before a show, you're always fine.
you on this mimosa tip.
Either that or tequila. Like, guys, I've been doing tequila for
Speaking
a while.
Of mimosa, what is the correct way to mix it? Is it
half?
No, I know it's half-half, but is it the champagne first, then the juice, or the juice, then the
Bubbles
champagne?
Bubbles first, because then it'll form up ridiculously, especially the orange, because of the acid content.
Because people always don't know.
Smarty pants, thank you.
So it's Bubbles first,
and then
juice.
Juice.
Yeah,
then gotcha,
juice.
Thank you.
On that note, Candace?
Yeah.
Give us Culture Drive. Some juice.
All right, guys, it's another rendition of Death is Not an Option. You guys know how the game goes. I pose a scenario to you. As the scenario is stated, that's how you will answer. Do not deviate.
Yes.
Okay.
Shake us up.
All right. So, Job, let's start with you for a change.
Okay.
Who would you rather bring back from the dead? Michael Jackson or Nelson Mandela? This is almost too easy, I don't know. But it depends where your head's at.
That's true. Yeah.
You also, I can't really summarize you, you know?
Yeah. It's, no, but M. A and they're both M, okay. Madibs.
Madibs.
Craig
O'Sexy. Yes. Okay. Would you rather have the last 5 photos on your camera roll appear on a billboard in Times Square? Or have every unflattering photo you untag yourself from on Facebook reappear overnight?
Oh, honey, I'm just going to show you my last picture.
Oh, yeah. That's Times Square worthy.
Thank
that's Times Square
Absolutely.
Worthy. Okay,
too
Job.
Too easy.
Job, would you rather eat your own feces or eat someone else's ear?
I'd eat someone else's ear.
Oh my god.
Wow.
The funny thing is, actually eat feces just from different species.
Essentially, bruh.
Eat feces.
Just from different
species. Yeah.
I'd eat someone's ear.
Craig O'Sexy.
What about rimming? Anyway. I mean, aren't you low-key?
Craig O'Sexy, would you rather be forced to host a big dinner party and invite everyone you left swiped on Tinder? Or have brunch with the last person who called you out on Facebook?
Have brunch with the last person who called me out on Facebook because I will fucking kill that bitch. No poison.
Okay. Joby.
Yes, lady.
But this is actually more Craig, so I'm not going to read you that one.
Try it out, you'll never know.
This is really Craig. So, okay, Job, would you rather be forced to drink only Babsak, you know, and no champagne for the rest of your life, or only Black Label for the rest of your life?
Black.
What would you have picked, Craig O'Sexy?
I go for Babsak. Good way. Chicken Black Label. I'll move from a 4.6 to like a 2.1.
You know, Babsak, Joe.
Yeah, but
Babsak will moor you.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
The
like,
devil's piss.
Yeah, but cause it just pops like you can put like in a champagne glass, yeah, nah, you know?
Craig, your turn.
Craig O'Sexy, would you rather have eyes that can film everything or ears that can record everything?
Eyes that can feel everything. Oh my gosh, the amount of nudes I would be like, I mean, like sex tips, I'd be like, release
the things you see.
The things I see, I'd be like.
So we'll wrap this up with you, Job.
Okay.
Would you rather have sex with Lesego Mapango or Craig O'Sexy?
Yo.
This is very tough.
Death is not an option.
Like, this is very tough, actually.
And, and you're not going to have a seizure. You won't faint on that day.
I
like,
saw the way you took the phone away. It's like, he's going to drop a bomb. Yo. Okay.
This is very
tough. Never.
And motivate. No, I'm joking. Motivate. Don't motivate.
Can I? I must.
Go where the money's at, bruh.
Let me
just start there.
Absolutely.
You gotta pick one. You gotta would you rather.
Which one?
And keep passionate sex.
Oh, yeah, and it's me.
It's not on Dota sex. It's passionate lovemaking.
Lovemaking session.
Yo.
Sorry, I'm still taking pictures of my legs. I think they're hot.
They're amazing.
Okay. I don't know. Like, okay, I must choose. Alright, fine.
Okay, let me switch it up. Let me switch it up.
No, actually, adding more. I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You switch it up? Are you adding
no,
more?
No, no. I think I'll ask Craig the switch up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. Let's see. Sex, Craig.
Okay, that's a compliment.
Okay.
Undertone.
Craigo sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather have sex with Lasizwe or your ex-boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend is hot. Of course I'd have Max. What do you mean? He's hot.
Ooh. Oh, guys. Yeah, guys.
No, that was a question.
That was intense. But you answered Nick Craig. Yeah. I would also have said Craig if I were you. Yeah. Craig is fun. It's like we'll be like, okay.
We'll smoke weed.
He'll Uber you even.
We'll get
an e-wallet.
It's going to be a vibe.
You know, I just hope that people don't take me serious with all the trash that I talk out to.
Too late for that. A whole year later.
Oh my goodness.
A whole year later. Too
but
late
this
for
is
that
why
disclaimer.
I got employed here. I mean, just to trash talk people. Make them feel that they're not better than me.
As always, guys.
Alright,
been a blast.
The top of the hour.
It's been a blast.
Absolutely.
It just flies by so quick.
Look, it's so much fun. They need to give us like two hours.
We must go back to 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Aria, can you please shuck? Go away for a month.
I think he's gone. On that note, guys, last words. Let's start with Craig. Mr. O-Sexy.
I think that since we are. Like, you know, a shout out to my boy, actually, Milton. He's listened to on the show.
Yeah. Much love, Milton.
Much love, Milton.
Shout out, Milton. Shout out.
Here's some ones for you.
Many more.
But also, just to say, guys, it's almost December. Uber everywhere, guys. The cops are out here. I mean, they try to stop me a couple of times because I'm out here in a beast. Uber.
And you're looking like a beast.
And I'm fucking looking like a beast. A whole snack. You know what I mean? But guys, let's Uber. Let's have fun. It's December.
Get December, boss.
Get guy for weekend.
What am I doing? I don't know. I might just be at my coffee.
You know, with Craig, definitely. You'll just see a post.
Anything is possible.
You'll just see a random post. Yeah, guys, my closing statement would be, guys, please wrap it up. Wear a condom. We know we always joke, spoon is life.
It's not life.
Mara, wrap it up.
And get guide.
Get guide. I gotta be. Oh no.
Makufi weekend.
Makufi weekend. I haven't been invited by anyone's father yet.
Exactly.
I'm still waiting. Shebu. Shebu still needs to text me back on that one. But yeah.
And that was Pop Bottles this past weekend, right?
Mm. Dude, there were so many events happening. Yeah. I just see all of this posting. It was Spring Fiesta. It was people were living their best lives.
It's on Spring Fiesta in October.
It's in October, Musenka. Hmm. Oh, we're not in October.
We are in October.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to 2018.
We are.
Welcome, Job. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, well done. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
That
Thank
just
you so much,
blew
my guy.
Over my head.
Appreciate you coming through.
For me, it's always simple. Wow, we need to win. Wow. Anyway, much love and light, guys.
We out.
It's always been and always is a pleasure. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.